Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today is like the real first day of the new year, because today is the day that everybody goes back to work. We get serious. We say, okay, in the new year, because everybody made these resolutions. I don't personally believe in resolutions, but these promises and things for the new year, and kind of we're still in celebration mode, and we're still in holiday mode, like January 1st and January 2nd. I know for certain I was still visiting people, taking bottles of wine, drinking glasses of wine, going around to people's houses, and just, you know, really having a good time with friends and family all throughout the first week. And it's weird the way the new year fell. It started on a Thursday, because Thursday's kind of like a party day anyway. I think if New Year's Day was probably like on a Monday, or definitely like on a Sunday, I think some people probably would have gone back to work on Wednesday or Thursday, because that's an awfully long time just to take off from work. But I think since New Year was on a Thursday, a lot of people figured, you know what, it's Thursday, no sense in me, you know, starting the week off on a Thursday or a Friday. I might as well just stay and, you know, hang out until Monday. So I got a lot of autoresponders to people who I sent emails to that said I'll be out of the office until, you know, till Monday, January 5th. So today is really our first day back to work. And actually, today kicks off our month-long series, our month-long success series, and this entire week we're talking about health. Next week, which is week two, we're talking about love and relationships. Week three, we're talking about awareness and spirituality, which this show has a heavy dose of God and spirituality and metaphysics and unity. So that's a big portion of what we talk about, and we're just going to turn it up a notch that third week of January, which kicks off January 19th. And the very last week of January, we're talking about wealth building and prosperity. And with any luck, I'll be able to get my friend Carl Agard back on the show, because he's really big with wealth building and prosperity, especially through real estate and stuff like that. So without further ado, I'm just going to play you know, our little quiet song, just to kind of get us, I'm not going to play the full song, but just a minute to really get us into a good place and get ready for today's show. But before we do that, just have some house cleaning stuff. You're more than welcome to visit me online at www.cybrown.com, and that's S-A-I-B-R-O-W-N-E. And the absolutely amazing thing is now I am a certified coach, and I did share that with everyone during December, but for 2009 and definitely moving forward, I'm expanding my practice. So if anybody is interested in success coaching or development or personal development or self-help, I am definitely taking appointments. So if you're interested, please shoot me an email to sb@cybrown.com, and I'll be able to help you. We are also, as always, looking for promotional consideration for the show. So if you have a product or service that you would like to promote to the audience, please let me know. And my books are always scrolling through the show, so if you find anything that's appealing, you're more than welcome to purchase it directly through Amazon.com. And I'm finally getting my new books listed on Amazon, so you'll see some of my new books scrolling. I was looking for some good health books to scroll through today's show, but I haven't read them. I try to read books and know stuff before I post it and put it before you, and I really didn't have an opportunity to read any good health books, so I didn't post any. But, you know, I'll read some blogs, and hopefully I'll have some more information for all of us as this week progresses, which is our Mastering Health Day 1. This is our first lesson. Just a big shout-out to a lot of people who are just joining us in the chat room. Hello, Yeshu. I miss you. I miss you, buddy. I miss seeing you. Definitely a big shout-out to High Road and hi to LaVon. How are you? How's everything going where you are? So we've got Pittsburgh and D.C. and Dallas represented in the chat room today, so a big shout-out to everybody. Just a quick fun note before we get into today's lesson. I've got some really, really good information to share just about health today. And we're going to get into mental health, but we're going to get into mental health tomorrow. Today we're talking about physical health. But I put a note out on Twitter that said, please take down your decorations. Today is January 5th. Please take that stuff down. And someone sent me a tweet back that said, tomorrow is Three Kings Day, and I forgot a lot of people do celebrate Three Kings Day, so I sent out a revised tweet that said, okay, you all can get that until tomorrow, but after Three Kings Day, please take your holiday decorations down, and if you don't take them down, please don't turn them on. So I went and took my grandmother's decorations down last week, but if you, you know, even if you still have them up, that doesn't mean you need to turn them on. So enough about that. Take your decorations down, and if you can't take them down, please do not turn them on. The holiday season is over, and I'm already starting to see promotions for Valentine's Day. I'm like, how in the world are we seeing stuff for Valentine's Day already, and we're barely out of Christmas? I mean, that's crazy, but I guess that just is the epitome of commercialism. The commercialization of our holidays, which is really bad. And I think that's why people, you know, spend more money than they probably need to, and which is pretty unfortunate. But a lot of people do spend more money that they need to. And it's really about the commercialization of our holidays, which sucks, but, you know, oh well what it is. But let's get into today's show, Mastering Health. Oh, very quickly in the chat room, High Road put in the chat room, what is Three Kings Day? I believe, and please don't quote me, just Google it, but I believe Three Kings Day is celebrated really, I'm thinking, by Spanish people and people in, like, South American countries. And it's a Christian, well, they say it's a Christian holiday, which I didn't understand how it's a Christian holiday. If I've been a Christian since I was born and never heard of Three Kings Day until I became an adult. But anyway, as I understand it, it's a Christian holiday celebrated in like Spain and South American countries that celebrates the biblical story of the three kings who followed the star to Bethlehem, and they brought gifts to Christ. I don't know how it relates with the calendar year or how that whole timing works. But I do know that it's celebrated definitely by Spaniards, and I think it's celebrated specifically on January 6th, which is 12 days after Christmas, which represents the 12 days of Christmas. I don't know if it has to do with, like, the 12, Jesus' 12 disciples. I'm not sure where that significance of 12 came from, but I know there's a significance of the number 12, and it Three Kings Day is celebrated on January 6th. And the irony is that the city that my children were in before we moved to where we are now, school is actually closed on Three Kings Day because there's a very, very heavy Hispanic population. I just find it a little odd, and not to disrespect anybody that celebrates Three Kings Day, how if it's being dubbed as a Christian holiday or a Christian celebration, how I never heard of it, which doesn't mean that it doesn't exist and it's not real, but I do know that it's celebrating the three kings that brought gifts to Christ, and it's celebrated heavily by Spaniards. So, and Spaniards as in Spanish people, not necessarily like Puerto Ricans or Mexicans, like Spaniards people. High Road put, according to Cy Brown, Three Kings Day is dot, dot, dot. Yeah, this is just because, you know, I know a little bit of stuff about a lot of things, so that's my understanding. But I actually forgot that tomorrow was Three Kings Day until I put it out on Twitter with big exclamation points telling people take those doggone Christmas decorations down. I hate to see Christmas decorations up and lit like on January 31st. Take that stuff down, please. So, but just Google Three Kings Day. Let me see if I can Google something very quickly. No, I don't have time to do that. I got to get through today's lesson because we have a lot of stuff to cover. But anyway, you guys are all smart people. Just Google it if you really want to know. But, yeah, that's Psy's version of what Three Kings Day really is. The Cliff Notes version, the version that you can read in under 140 characters. So that's funny. One more quick programming note. I'm sure you all see that Blog Talk Radio has a new look in a new format. I was on the phone all morning with Blog Talk Radio just discussing a couple of things. So all of you that have shows on BTR, I will be posting it up on the blog, which I have bloghustle.info, some of the changes and some of my findings about what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. And just so you know, Vernon, remember we were talking about a channel. They explained a couple of things about how the channels work and stuff like that. But just so you all know, anybody that has a BTR show, from what I understand, you have to be careful with ownership and stuff like that of your show. But like I said, I'll put it up. I'm putting the actual, my actual blog in the chat room right now. So for those of you who are actually joining me live, just look in the chat room and I put up the name of the blog where I'm posting information on how to blog and how to monetize your blog. So there you have it. But, yeah, there is some interesting stuff going on with Blog Talk Radio. And if you don't stay apprised or if this show or this platform is a big part of your show or your marketing platform, then you have to just keep yourself apprised of what's going on. So now that we got said all of that, yeah, look into it because Blog Talk Radio is doing a lot of stuff. And you just have to make sure if this is part of your marketing mix, or what you do, because obviously this show is part of the marketing mix, you have to really pay attention to what's going on. So based on that, let's please finally get into mastering your health. And I see we have a lot of people that are now joining us in the chat room, which is good. It's good to see everybody. True says Google may end up buying them. They may. Pastor Montan said, I'll be in and out today, which is cool. I love you all to listen. True says, I'm calling in to listen. So thank you, which is good. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the show and listening to the show. I definitely, it makes me smile every day to see all of you with us. My post is top of the page, High Road. Send me the link, High Road, so I can see it. But let's get into today's show. This is when I kind of turn away from the chat room, so I can focus on the topic at hand. All right. You know, just the basis of what we talk about every day, and you guys know I kind of don't really have notes, but I talk about stuff that is of interest to me and stuff that I think is very good and stuff that I learn. God has put me in a position where I can sit and learn all day long, and I try to come back and share with you the most accurate information that I have. And I think just for us doing a month-long success series, it's very important for us to talk about health. Obviously tomorrow, obviously tomorrow, but obviously I will be including a big mental health piece because for so long I used to think I was nuts when I just realized I'm a pretty smart gal and I just need to figure out how to use my smarts. But mental health is really a challenge and we'll definitely be getting into that at length and in detail tomorrow. But today we're talking about physical health, your body. And a lot of times people say health is, you know, mind, body, spirit. You know, spirit we're talking about the end of the week. But as far as our physical health, I think there's a couple of things that I would be remiss if I did not share with you. And the first piece that I really want to get into in this series is detoxing. And detoxing for fitness and health. And it may seem a little disgusting when you're detoxing or cleansing your body, but your body is going to show and reveal to you when it's yucky on the inside. And I'm going to put this as delicately as I put it without grossing anybody out for those of you having your morning coffee. Like if you're starting to feel sluggish and stressful and aching and diarrhea and constipation and clumsiness and rapid weight gain and the inability to lose excess weight, it could be because you have toxins in your body. And again, this is a big tribute to High Road, who listens every day. This is size theory. So please do not take what I'm saying as law. Do your own research. But I'm sharing with you information that I have gathered, and I think it could be very important. So I guess that's my little disclaimer. And so now, now that that's done, a lot of the toxins that are found in our body are stored in fat cells. And I think the more we take in, it just gets absorbed into our body. I know me personally, I've gained like probably, well, I can tell you comfortably, when I moved back from Atlanta to New York, I was 155, like 160 pounds, and I'm now just over 180 pounds. And I can't figure out how I've gained over 20 pounds in 5 years. Now, it could be I'm getting older, I'm in my late 30s, my metabolism's slowing down, but I think a lot of it has to do with my diet. And you all know I'm down in chocolate chip cookies and brownies and stuff like that, but in my 20s, I was able to do that. And so when I started detoxing a couple of years ago, I do feel better, but the problem is once whomever goes through a detox, you go right back to your regular habits. And that's something that I heard somebody say when they were talking about we're going to bring in the new year. It's just another day to continue bad habits. So I've made an extremely concerted effort to be mindful about what I eat and also the frequency that I eat, because I eat constantly all day. So even with that said, I think there's organs in our body that can help us with waste management, if that's a nice way to put it. But I think in order for our skin to look good and be as radiant as it possibly could be, and us to feel at our optimum or perform as optimally more psyology as we can, we've got to get rid of all the sludge that's in our body. Kirby Queen just put in the chat room strawberry cake. Yes, because I did make this slamming strawberry cake over the Christmas holiday with cream cheese icing with fresh strawberries, and I probably ate half the cake by myself. So, no, I will not be eating half of a strawberry sheet cake anymore. And it was over the course of a couple of days, but just that sugar and refined sugar going into our body is destroying us. It can affect our eyes. It can affect our teeth. It can affect so many other areas. The tea and starch, too. True says starch. Yeah, carbs. I love bread, pasta, all the stuff that probably we're not supposed to eat is the stuff that I consume. I can eat pasta and garlic bread every day. And that's clearly not the best diet. And I think for me, when I put on a shirt, you know how we have twill shirts and cotton shirts? Well, twill shirts are a little stiffer cotton. When I put my arms in my twill shirts and the arms are tight, I'm like, wow, did I shrink the shirt? No, my arms are getting fat because I'm eating garbage all the time. But there's a tea that I drink, and it's called Smooth Move. And it sounds gross, and I hope if you're eating your breakfast, you'll just mute it right now. But I drink this tea, but I drink the tea in conjunction with diet and exercise, and it always works. Some people swear by the lemonade diet. I did it, but I was starving after 2 weeks. I lost a ton of whatever was in my body because you're on liquids and lemonade and cayenne pepper. But the tea I find works better. And when you go, you go. And I make my children, I used to, now they're a little bit older, so now they fight me and argue with me, but my older son, I remember I had him drink the tea, and I would always have them detox before school started, you know, like in the end of August. Well, in the Northeast, they don't go back until September. And he wouldn't go. My older son just couldn't go. He's like, Mom, it's not working. It wasn't that it was working, but he was just so backed up. It took a couple of doses of tea, you know, you drink it at night and typically you go in the morning and maybe you'll go that afternoon. He couldn't even go because he was just like a human garbage disposal, and it really was not good for him, and it was affecting his skin. So I think detoxing is very important. And it's important for us to know the roles that our liver, our lymph glands, and our kidneys play in keeping garbage out of our body. This may sound rudimentary to people, but you know, true, put backed up disposal. All I can say is, yes, this is psyology. My own words for everything. Hey, Mama Smokey, thank you for joining us today. If you've heard this before, so what? You're going to hear it again, and I will post it on my blog, cybrown.com, right after the show. Your liver is the organ that recycles chemicals in the body, and it kind of sorts out the toxins and the stuff that's in your body and places them in the proper organ for it to be expelled from your body. So if your liver is not working, then how does your body know where to shift the toxins and stuff that should not be in your body? I know a guy who drank a lot, and he ended up with something called cirrhosis of the liver. Now, from what I understand, he also was a heavy drinker, or he consumed a lot of alcohol. But your liver is very, very important. And it's not just your inside health. It's the stuff that we're eating, your body's ability to do what it does. Because I believe our body has everything in it necessary for it to run and function and do the right thing. But if our liver is not right, and it will not be able to do what it does. And y'all know my little hood side, let it do what it do, with no pun intended on the do. Your body has to be able to do what it does, and we have to help our body. So if we're doing things that are damaging to a very vital organ such as our liver, it's not going to do us any justice. Another thing that I learned that I wasn't even aware of is the importance of our lymph glands. I'm like, what is a lymph gland and what is its purpose? And I didn't realize that our lymph glands are an important role in eliminating toxins as well. All of these things, like the appendix, the tonsils, the spleen, are major lymphatic glands that help major organs of the body clean and detox itself. I had my tonsils taken out like 2 or 3 years ago because I was very prone, even as an adult, to sore throats and infections. And they were very cautious. I think I had my tonsils taken out when I was like 35 years old or 34 years old. I mean, I was pretty up there to be getting my tonsils taken out. But just as an adult, you know, they were stressing the importance of your tonsils and how it helps your body. I was like, get these suckers out, because if I have to be with another bunch of little kids with ear infections, it was driving me crazy. So even with that, I have to be very careful, like going outside with wet hair, because even though I don't have my tonsils, it makes me a little more susceptible to receiving bad stuff that will prevent my body from doing what it does. So our tonsils, our spleen, these are all major lymphatic glands that help our body disperse and get rid of some of the toxins that are in our body. So just be mindful of this stuff as well. The kidneys. I know a guy right now who has to go to dialysis 3 times a week, and he's in his early 30s. I don't know what happened, and I don't know the specifics. You know, he's a very dear friend of my husband's. But the kidneys are very, very important. They're the ones that help keep the good chemistry of our blood flowing through our body. I mean, it's almost important. It's very important for us to flush our bodies, drink a lot of water, and really keep our kidneys flush and clean so our body can continuously eliminate all of the stuff that's not supposed to be there. And, you know, at one point I was really bad with McDonald's, and I still have a weakness for French fries, but I've purged myself for the most part of red meat and things that I know I'm not supposed to eat, but that doesn't mean that stuff is still not in my body. Wow, True just put in the chat room, my cousin 35 had kidney failure this weekend. I mean, this is crazy. We are babies. You know, we're hoping to live, you know, and I think, you know, me and my conspiracy theorist self, maybe this stuff is by design so that we don't reach the age to collect Social Security money that probably won't be there anyway. So think about that. You know, we have to make sure we want to keep ourselves healthy. My grandmother will be 88 years old. She's retired, collecting her Social Security or doing whatever that she's doing. But we, all of us who are in our 30s, our 40s, 50s, some people that listen to my show, and people who are, you know, late 20s that listen to my show, we have to make sure that we're alive long enough to be able to collect our Social Security. So, I mean, think about that. Maybe a lot of this stuff is by design, because you all know there probably isn't going to be any money for us when we reach 65 or 70 anyway. So just be mindful of all of that when you're shopping for food, when you're buying your groceries and things like that. I want to keep it moving because I also want to get into how to keep our metabolism up and running. So, I see a lot of stuff in the chat room. Oh, LaVon has to go. I hope I didn't miss her because I try not to keep my eyes too much on the chat room so I can focus on the show. Mama Smokey sigh, never got your package. Okay, I'll follow up with you after the show. True says there's no money for us now. Yeah, there's not. There's no money for us now. So not to be trying to plant a seed of deception into anybody's psyche, but just be mindful of the stuff that we're eating and the stuff that's going into our body. Why are people 35 years old having kidney failure when generations prior did not have the access to health care as we do, and they lived very, very long? I mean, think about it. Dare I say that they're trying to kill us off, but I'm sure not helping anybody put my body in the ground. I really want to be careful what I snack on, what I eat. I only use olive oil. I actually fry chicken, which I don't fry chicken very frequently, but I actually did it with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil instead of vegetable oil. And to anybody that still uses Crisco, go into your kitchen and throw it away right now. Not now, right now. You are clogging your arteries, and that stuff is no good for us. So anyway, let's keep it moving. I'm moving on now to the lungs and the importance of the health of our lungs. If anybody smokes, I pass no judgment. Please stop smoking. I mean, your lungs is what allows oxygen to go directly to your bloodstream, and it's responsible for moving waste gases that are found in every cell of our body. And the importance of us having the ability to intake fresh air, breathe fresh air. I mean, anybody that lives in an urban environment knows that fresh air is extremely scarce, the scarcity of fresh air. Especially where I live in North Jersey, anybody that drives down the turnpike, for anybody that's ever been to Jersey or driven down the New Jersey Turnpike, if you're ever in New York City and you're driving and you're approaching Newark, New Jersey Airport or passing through Newark heading to like Elizabeth, Linden, Rahway, down to New Brunswick into Trenton, there is a real funny smell right at Newark Airport. And if there's anybody in the chat room that can attest to this, please put it up there. I used to work for the Sheraton Hotel at Newark Airport, and you would come outside, and the air almost has like a sweet smell to it. That is toxins, that is garbage, that is waste, and that's stuff that we're breathing in every day. Curvy Queen just put in the chat room, Elizabeth stinks. It really, you know, not to denigrate anybody that lives in Elizabeth, New Jersey, but I would be afraid to live there just because the smell, and it's not even like a stench. It's just a very, very, very sweet smell that's in the air. That's not normal. And I think that's why it's very important that we have trees around us and plants around us, because they help clean out the air. But when you smoke, it puts more toxins into your body, and it makes it extremely difficult to keep the air and flowing in and out of your body as pure as possible. It just went in the chat room. If you run across that kind of smell, blow out instead of inhaling. Well, yeah, but if you live there, you know, there's kids breathing this stuff. I mean, it's just dumps. The state of New Jersey has a lot of, like, dumps and stuff in it, so just be careful. All I'm saying is there's certain things that we absolutely cannot avoid, but even with that said, I'm not adding to the problem. Like, I'm not going to poison it any further. I don't smoke, and I never have, and I didn't even try it as a teenager, not to strike those that may have, but that just wasn't my thing. You know, I kind of like guys, hence why my son is 19 years old. Everybody has a vice, but never mind with smoking or drugs, because that just wasn't my thing. And I look at people who have smoked since they were 16, 17, 18, 19, and they don't look well. They don't look well at all. So do everything in your power to keep your lungs clean. Moving on to the colon. This is where it gets a little yucky. That's why I kind of, just in my little notes of things that I wanted to talk about, the colon is like the organ of our body that handles all of the solid waste. And a lot of people say that you have to get colonics and all of these things. Do your own research and make the determination if you want to have a colonic, which is warm water that is flushed up your rear and helps expel some of the toxins and poison that's in your body. You have to make a decision if that's something that's good for you. I know in Brooklyn there's a lot of natural healing and natural herb and natural holistic places that can help you. So for those of you in the New York City area, if you're looking for any type of natural healing or something like that, go to Brooklyn. Kirby Queen says, doctors frown upon colonics. Well, I think that's debatable because it depends on who you speak with. There are people that think it's very good and think it's very healthy, especially metaphysicians, people that are into acupuncture and Reiki and chakras. They encourage colonics because it's just an aid for optimum health. I know when I drink my tea, I feel better. All of that waste comes out, and you almost feel empty on the inside, like hollow. True says they probably use things from the island, the people in Brooklyn, .. I'm right with you, True, but I just have to be mindful and sensitive about what I say on the air because I have an extremely diverse audience. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but you can say it, I cannot. But, yeah, you're absolutely correct, especially if it's in Brooklyn. There's a very diverse Afrocentric culture in cliques in Brooklyn. And, you know, you can find things in Brooklyn as diverse as voodoo all the way up to a holiness church. So I'm just saying if anybody is interested, just go to Brooklyn or look in any, like, Brooklyn directory. You are guaranteed to find somebody who can perform a colonic. And sometimes they have to be done in sessions based upon how backed up you really, really are. Curvy Queen says gastrointestinologists are against it. Curvy Queen says, I heard about a woman who had a Barbie shoe come out during a colonic treatment from when she was a child. Well, this is what I'm saying. It cleans you out. I do believe our bodies are designed to heal itself, but, I mean, that's why I said I'm not yaying or naying colonics. I'm presenting facts and information, and then you all have to make your own determinations. But I do believe detoxing and cleaning your colon can be a real tough thing to do, and you want to get that stuff out of your body. No matter how you slice it or dice it, I do believe we need to detox our body. Spiritual people may say a fast, whatever it is, you got to get this crap out of your body because we've poisoned our bodies so much. I don't believe our bodies can just heal themselves naturally. Our bodies can heal ourselves naturally if we were doing the right thing. But McDonald's and this and that, I mean, that stuff is not meant to be consumed. And it's not a strike against McDonald's, but that stuff is devastating to our system. The grease, the fat, the oil, the processed foods. Whoopi Goldberg said on The View, monosodium glutamate, MSG, and other things to process and maintain the shelf life of food are some of the worst things over and above carbohydrates and sugar that you can put into your body. And I'll tell you very personally, when I had my two children, I nursed both of my children, and a lot of my friends were like, I'm not doing that with my kids. But I could not imagine giving my children formula ready-made that has been sitting on a shelf. That was mind-boggling to me. I'm like, I can't fathom going to the store, buying a can of milk. Yeah, I shifted the phone. Sorry, True. But what I was saying is I can't imagine going into a store, buying a can of milk, punching like a can, you know, taking a can opener and pouring it into a bottle and giving it to my kid. Like, the thought of that would make me, like, I won't even drink canned milk like that. So if I'm not going to drink it, why would I give it to my kid? So definitely, I definitely encourage nursing your children to all of those women. And True says the can is metal. This is what I'm just saying. Like, if we really look at all of these things, we have to wonder why girls have breasts at 8. Why they're starting their menstrual cycle at 9 and 10 and 11 years old. That's way too soon. Our women's bodies are not even ready for that. And I think a lot of it has to do with the foods that we eat, the stuff that we consume, and all of the garbage that we put into our body. And I don't think that all of a sudden one detox is going to cleanse us from all of our eating ills, but I do think it'll put us on the right mental track to change our eating habits. So I think that's very, very important. True says women were breastfeeding their children until age 8. Well, I did my younger son until he was a year old, and I did my older son until he was about 6 months old. And that's only because with him, I was in school, and it was really tough to juggle my school schedule, my part-time work schedule, and the timing of me to nurse him. But what I did do is I used a soy-based formula for him. And I have to tell you, I have been so blessed because you know how a lot of women and their children, they're running to the hospital because their kids have this, their kids have that, their kids have this. I didn't have any of those problems with my children. Thank God I didn't have any problems with them with asthma and stuff like that. And it's not to say I was a right mother or, you know, did the right thing, because y'all know I've told you how I've given my children liberties they should not have had just because, you know, being a new mom and a young mom. But I do know as far as the whole health piece goes, I was really, really blessed that my children – the only time I started going to the emergency room with ailments with my children, and I have two boys, is when they became teenagers, and that's with a jammed thumb, a jammed toe, playing basketball, stuff like that. It wasn't because of health. And I really think that comes back to what they were fed and what I gave them as babies and the fact that I did not give them canned milk and stuff like that. I just think that stuff is so not good. So am I a proponent of breastfeeding? Absolutely, because I think it works. But I just can't imagine if we're giving them that those types of formulas and stuff, imagine all of the other processed foods and things that we're eating. I just think it's no good. Very quickly in the chat room, we have a lot of people that are joining us. Wow. To Living Happy, thank you for joining us. Intimate Conversations, my darling Sandy, thank you for joining us. So hello to everybody who has just joined us. We are now well into the second half an hour of Life Remix Radio, so thank you very much for joining us. So that's that. Oh, Mama Smokey says, this is my new saying for this year. Instead of saying Happy New Year, just say Happy New Life. That's great, and you're at the right place to say that, Life Remix Radio. So thank you very much. One last thing on breastfeeding before we move on and talk a little bit more about the colonics and a little bit more about how to boost our metabolism. True put in the chat room, breastfeeding helps to strengthen kids' immune system. I believe that. I totally believe that, especially if the mom is healthy. Now, for those women that may have a challenge breastfeeding, I say do it as long as you can, but don't listen to the naysayers when, ooh, that's nasty, I'm not doing that. That's what your breasts are really there for. Of course, they provide visual entertainment for the opposite sex or for the same sex if you happen to be homosexual. But the real purpose is to feed your children. So enough about that. I don't want to take the conversation in that direction. But, you know, that's what they're there for. But getting back to the colon and the importance of detoxing for fitness and health with the colon is really just to make sure your body is operating as best as it can. And medical practitioners have found that many people can have as much as 80 pounds of mucus and rubber-like solid waste that are impacted into the walls of their colon. That's a lot of stuff. That's gross. So the one that I use, you can get Smooth Move, probably at like any store or whatever. I get mine from like our local GNC. I'm sure they have GNCs, like General Nutrition Centers, across the country. And the box is probably like $4 or $5. And it probably has a standard like 20 tea bags. And I drink mine before I go to bed at night, and then your stomach will bubble a little bit. It'll cramp a little bit, but not too much, and you'll go. And when you go, it's really a wretched smell. So I'm sorry to be gross, but it is the most wretched smell you will ever smell, and that's how you understand how much stuff is really coming out of your body and how much stuff you have in your body. So try it. Let me, if anybody tries it, it's a tea. True says, he says it is what it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about the talk. I tried to give a little disclaimer. But, yeah, it's a tea, and you just drink it, and you can drink a glass of it. And if you want, and a lot of times, a lot of people are spiritually fasting. It may work in conjunction with that, but please check with your health practitioner. Please do not say, Sai said, I'm just telling you what I do and giving information. Yeah, you do have to be careful with those teas. Curvy Queen just put in the chat room, be careful with those teas. Yeah, you do. You have to do what's best for your body. Just clean yourself out. Yeah. And on one of those 2020 shows had people that passed away because some of the brands. I don't know what brand it was. I don't know either, but just drink some tea and clean yourself out, or go get a colonic, whether you, you know, do your research. But I have heard that colonics are extremely helpful, and that it leaves you with an extremely empty feeling inside, like your insides are hollow. So, you know, and True made a very important point. If you're taking medications, all of these things are important things to remember. So if you're taking medication or if you're on any type of modified diet, just be mindful, just be careful. So that's enough about that. Before we lose time, I want to give a couple of quick tips to boost your metabolism. And to everybody who's listening, thank you very much. Today is our first lesson of three on mastering your health, part of our month-long success series. We're talking this week about health, and I know Tiff is going to be on the show. I just got to find out exactly which day. Next week, we're talking about love and relationships. Week three, we're discussing next week is love and relationships. Week three is awareness and spirituality, which we talk about a lot of God and Jesus on this show, but we're going to turn it up a notch. I've got some great stuff planned for that week. And then the last week is wealth building and prosperity. So today is our first lesson about health, and today's talk is mastering your health, lesson one of three. Really quickly, colonics do not get the fecal matter out completely. I'm sure nothing is going to completely get it out, but it may help at least kickstart your weight loss or help kickstart just detoxing. Just think, when we watch TV, we need to detox off of TV. I need to detox off of coffee. I drink coffee. Now, thank God, I am at one cup of coffee in the morning, and you know what happens now? My body starts to itch because it's missing that caffeine. My arms start to itch. I start to get hives because I would drink coffee all morning. And then I would crash in the afternoon. So you got to listen to your body, everybody. You have to listen to your body. You have to listen to what your body is saying, because if you don't, you can miss the mark, and you can end up very, very, very ill, which is definitely what we don't want. Curvy Queen says, I think once a year or once every other year is okay for a colonic treatment. Drink tons of water to get the coffee out. Oh, okay, yeah, I heard you, True. Thanks. Yeah, I will. I definitely will. I've been drinking. I'm not a big water drinker, but I'm a very big seltzer water drinker because I like the bubbles, and I drink probably a gallon of seltzer water a day just because I like the bubbles and I like the bubbles. So I do drink a lot of water. But let's quickly go over some quick tips to boost your metabolism, because I will not rush the ends of the show this year. I want to make sure we get everything in. Just a couple quick things to go over. Several factors that affect our metabolism is the amount of muscle tissue that we have, the frequency of meals one consumes, genetics, stress, personal diet, and activity levels. These are all factors. And what I started doing was eating a bunch of small meals, which turned into a bunch of large meals. So you have to take these little bits of advice and use it to apply to you. I happen to be very tall, probably 6'1 with heels. And everyone kept telling me, oh, don't worry about weight, just eat small meals during the course of the day. And once I got my body acclimated to eating small meals all day long, the size of the meals grew, and next thing I knew, I'm eating dinner-sized plates every 2 hours. So you have to do what works best for you. Boosting your metabolism can help your body digest the body. For strength training, just increase repetitions. For cardiovascular, walk up steps. I would definitely encourage walking up steps. Park in the back. Don't park by the door. Walk, get as much exercise as you can. But you have to have some type of exercise to build up your metabolism. That's very, very, very important. Second thing is to eat breakfast. I grew up with my grandmother, and my grandmama was not letting me walk out the door unless I had breakfast in the morning. And I have carried that into adulthood, and now I eat breakfast every day, whether it's toast or cereal. I eat a lot of cereal with like a banana and milk, grits, oatmeal. You have to have some type of breakfast. People are ignoring the fact that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And the ones who eat breakfast are typically thinner than the ones who don't, because your metabolism can slow down considerably if breakfast is taken during mid-morning or if one waits until the afternoon. And I think that's what was happening to my husband. He's never been a breakfast eater, and then he starts eating at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he feels heavy and sluggish and lethargic in the afternoon, which is not good. Here's a big one. Avoid sugar. try to avoid sugar. Sugar enables the body to store fat. It's recommended that a person who we have to have some type of food in our, some types of sugars in our body, but if we exercise 2 to 3 times a week, we should be able to stabilize our blood sugar. But sugar can destroy us, especially pure white sugar. It is the enemy of our body. And I remember I was watching this piece by Bishop Eddie Long from New Birth in Georgia, that when you have carbs, it turns to sugar, and those are the worst things that you could possibly have in your body. And I see that same talk going on in the chat room right now. That's why carbs is not good, because it turns directly into sugar. Yeshu says Mountain Dew and donuts because breath. Mountain Dew and donuts. Yeah, that probably ranks up as probably one of the worst things you can eat. Sandy says, I use sugar in the raw. Yeah, I was using Splenda at one point, and I put sweetened condensed milk in my coffee, which is probably not the best thing to do, but I use a little bit of it. It lightens my coffee, puts a little bit of swag in it, but I try to avoid sugar at all costs. Another tip is eat spicy foods. That, you know, I've heard that spicy foods can help increase your metabolism. I happen to enjoy spicy foods, but there are other people that just don't like spicy foods. So you have to find some of the things that will keep your metabolism going. I love spicy food. I love Mexican. Mexican is my absolute favorite food, and I can put crushed pepper, jalapeno, and everything else on a good taco. So it's encouraged that we eat spicy foods, cut down on the sugar, things to help our body keep the metabolism of our body moving as best as it can. Other things, increase your water intake. That's important. Sleep more. Eat smaller meals. Plan meals in detail. That's something I never did. And I do. I started planning my meals in detail when my money got low. When my money got funny, I couldn't just go to the store and buy pizzas and Pop-Tarts and whatever it is, I had to say, okay, on Monday we're having chicken, you know, my mama told me meat, vegetable, and starch. So Monday we're having chicken with mashed potatoes and cabbage. And then Tuesday, and then I shopped that way. But above and beyond the money that you save in just overspending, it helps you prepare the right amounts of food. And I'll share with you, I do not have dinner plates in my house. I have salad plates, and we use those as dinner plates. And last night when we had dinner, I actually put on Facebook, I just finished washing the dishes, made tilapia with whole potatoes and French cut green beans with shaved almonds. And I put that on Facebook, so everybody was responding to Facebook. Ooh, Saida, you know, bring me a plate, da-da-da-da-da. But our dinner was served on salad plates. Now, our salad plates are a pretty good size, but it wasn't a dinner plate. Dinner plates now are huge. A size of a bagel is probably the size of a salad plate, a regular size bagel. Just the portions are so big, and we have to really cut down. And when you plan your meals in detail, it helps you plan the right amount of food. It plans what you're going to eat, and it gives you time to shop, have the food in the freezer so you're not caught out there, oh, I have to hurry up and buy something for dinner. Your stuff is already there. Curvy Queen says, I'm craving Chevy's right now. I love Chevy's, but that is probably the worst. Their food is so high in calories, so high in fat. Chevy's is a Mexican restaurant. I think it's like a franchise, just like a, you know, maybe a Houlihan's or something like that, but it's Mexican. And there's a really great Mexican place that I used to go to when I lived in the village with my parents. It was called Panchito's. And there's also a really good Mexican restaurant on 7th Avenue South in the village called the Caliente Cab Company, and they have great spicy Mexican food, and it's not expensive. But, yeah, plan your meals. Watch what you eat. Another big one to boost your metabolism is ditch the stress. The more stress you have, the more you're going to eat. I don't know how I haven't really followed this Oprah Winfrey story where she's gained all this weight back. But from what I understand, stress had a lot to do with it. She talks about it in this month's, in January's edition of O Magazine, and I'm not a subscriber to O, but I probably try to find it online. But she's got ailments, and she's been battling weight gain as well. But stress has a lot to do with it. Stress, planning meals, eating the wrong things. There are a lot of bad things that are always good that can help. And I'm sorry, there are a lot of bad things that can hurt our optimum health, and it really comes through eating. And one thing I learned with KRS, when I worked for KRS-One, he had somebody to cook our food. Like if we're out traveling or whatever, we always had somebody there to prepare the meals. And I remember him telling me, we typically only eat what tastes good, but what tastes good may not be the best for us. So let's get our bodies acclimated to eating things that don't necessarily taste good. My husband tells where his mother used to make them have cod liver oil. I didn't even know what cod liver oil was. And he said it was nasty, it smelled, and he hated it, and his mother made them take it when they were kids. And so I think that's a prime example of if we only eat what's good for what tastes good to us, it may not be good for us, for our bodies physically, and we have to be really careful with that as well. So just be really careful. I see Chipotle. Somebody put, Yeshu put Chipotle in the chat room. Well, let me tell you, they opened a Chipotle near my house, and my husband and I had Chipotle almost every single day for a month. And then I went on their website and found out that one burrito has like 2,000 calories. I mean, it's their food is so high in fat. And I don't really eat meat, so I always got the vegetarian ones, but the beans, the chips, the guacamole, so high in calories. And I love Chipotle, but now I probably treat myself once every 2 months or something like that. You have to be really careful with all of those foods. Another thing that's very good for you is green tea. And I never couldn't get into this green tea thing, but the more research that I'm doing on mastering my health is to guzzle up on green tea, and it can be used as a substitute for coffee. I am not really big for that, but I still like my coffee, and I know coffee is an appetite suppressant, so the more coffee I would drink, the less hungry I would feel, but it's really not a good trade-off. But a lot of people have said green tea is very, very good. It has no undesirable side effects when too much is consumed, and it has the ability to stimulate the metabolism, unlike coffee, which gets you really on edge. Just a quick shout-out to Spike Spielberg, who has joined us in the chat room. He's saying that changing his diet and taking natural herbs, and it says he just lost 20 pounds in 3 weeks. Can you please send me the magic pill for that? put in the chat room what did it. How Elegant says men lose faster than women. I watched this show called The Biggest Loser Couples, and it was on like some channel. You know, my husband and I were watching it, and their prize was a big wedding. Do you know one of the couples, and I'm really good with numbers, weighed 571 pounds combined, and the other couple was 477 pounds combined? And they were really, exercising, and it took 6 months. Both of the men, one of the men, not only did he lose the weight, but he bulked up and got stocky. You know, he lost, and he started developing muscle, and he looked absolutely fabulous. I told my husband, I said, oh, my goodness, he's kind of sexy. But the women still were struggling. So, Sandy, you're absolutely right about men being able or possessing the ability to lose weight easier than women, because just watching The Biggest Loser, the men shed the pounds and they were starting to bulk up, whereas the women still had that weight in the middle and that weight in the thighs. So that wasn't a good look for them. Just a couple more things before we wind down today's show. Spike put in the chat room, no coffee, nothing fried. Vegetables, rice, noodles, fruit. Yeah, all of those things are important. Hiro says, you said that to your husband. Yeah, I mean, we're watching TV and we were talking about it in the spirit of, wow, he lost weight, not like, whoa, he looks hot. We were talking about it just, and I commented on the woman too, actually, that she looked beautiful. So it was a very fair comment. And I did say that the woman looked absolutely beautiful, so there was nothing behind me saying that I like girls. But I was just impressed that the men were able to lose so much weight and actually start to tone up, whereas the women were still struggling with trouble spots on their body. But it was just sad that these people, as a couple, one woman was 297 pounds. And she did a really awesome and amazing job at losing the weight and getting it off. And it's not about losing weight, everybody. It's really about getting healthy. I don't want to die at 37 years old. I want to live. I need to see my grandkids. And in order to do that, I have to take care of my body now. There's some good stuff going on in the chat room right now talking about health. Indian food is the best. Some people are saying, I'm not a big fan of Indian food. 1 pound of muscle burns 3 pounds of fat. Spike said that my assistant started and she lost 135 pounds in 9 months. I'm not trying to lose weight like that. I'm just trying to lose probably like 20 pounds, 25 pounds. Just the fat, the stuff that I've you know, consumed. Just a couple more things. Oh, yeah, I won't, Sandy. I see we're getting down to the end. I'm actually down to my last point. Just I put some bullets of things that I didn't want to forget. Include more energy foods in the diet, such as fruit, vegetables, beans, and whole grains. And just so you know, all of these tips will be posted on CyBrown.com as soon as I get off the air. So the first segment that we talked about was detoxing, and the second thing we talked about today was quick tips to boost your metabolism, and all of these things are really, really important. And we're going to continue. Tomorrow I'm going in-depth about mental health and the importance of mental health and how it's important to keep ourselves mentally fit. Before we wind down, just a quick note to all you BTR hosts. If you want me to enlighten you as to some things that are going on with Blog Talk Radio, I will be posting very generic stuff on bloghustle.info. But if you want in-depth and details, call me, and I'll tell it to you personally. And I'm going to just leave that at that. So just for all of you who have BTR shows and you want to know about some of the changes going on, just shoot me a call, and I'll definitely let you know what's going on. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Thank you very, very much. Again, all of this stuff will be posted. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/liferemixed, and I will get back to you, and you'll see all of my posts. Remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I will see you tomorrow at 12 noon. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here on Life Remixed Radio. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out, chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word. Yeah.